Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. Now, here's your host, CJ.
Hello, everybody. I'm CJ Liu. Welcome to the Fire It Up with CJ show. Today, we have Eldon Taylor, who is a New York Times bestselling author, and he is talking about his book, I Believe When What You Believe Matters. And I was just talking to Eldon Taylor, and this book has been sold out everywhere. But is it available now, Eldon? Welcome, Eldon.
Well, thank you. It's indeed my pleasure to join you, CJ. And yes, it is now back in stock everywhere.
Yay. Okay, so go back to Barnes & Noble, Amazon. This book is available, and it's a really interesting book. I've actually read it and thought a lot about some of the chapters that, which is, in fact, what you wanted me to do, right? Read it and think.
Please, yes.
So tell me a little bit about what inspired you to write this book.
Well, you know, CJ, I've spent over 30 years investigating why people self-sabotage, self-destruct, or limit themselves in very real ways, and thus experience so much less than their highest best. What I've found is the reason rests solely, wholly, totally in what they believe, in their beliefs. Not the spiritual beliefs so much as their life beliefs. I found this to be true when I was conducting lie detection tests and discovering criminality, and equally true when I've worked with elite athletes, business executives, professionals, and lay people alike. The bottom line is this, CJ. What you believe always matters. And it's like a web that fastens itself to belief anchors, causing, you know, in many people, some disheartening mediocrity in place of the glorious success that everybody really deserves. But most importantly here, my own discovery and my own motivation was to show that your beliefs do not stand alone. They are a part of an intricate web. And like any spider web, you touch one part of that web and the entire web resonates. There's no such thing as a standalone life belief. So when it comes time to make changes, it isn't just a matter of changing one little thing in order to find success. Indeed, we typically will find that there is a whole cauldron of beliefs that support and undergird these self-sabotaging beliefs.
So what is, give me an example of a web where you have one belief and it's that belief and it's actually tied to another belief and another belief where if you actually shake one, it shakes the whole structure up.
Well, here's a very good one. It comes right out of my own life. For years and years, I avoided public speaking. And I didn't really know why. I just knew that it terrified me. And when a friend of mine asked me to speak at the University of Utah about some of my research to a small honors group, I said, well, okay, I can do that. But then when I asked him where that presentation was going to be, and he told me Kingsbury Hall, which seats some 1,200 people, then everything changed, especially when I found out that as president of the Black Chemists of America, my friend William Gillory had invited all of the black chemists that were visiting their convention, some 800 more chemists, to that hall to hear what I was doing.
No pressure.
All right. No, none whatsoever. I mean, the truth is, CJ, I couldn't go. I mean, I drove to the parking lot. I got out of the car, but I ended up taking my sports coat off and putting my long sleeve white shirt, my sleeves around the tire of my car, so I could support a story that I had a flat tire, and I drove away.
Oh, now,
I know. Now, it took me months to tell William that, too. But here, serendipity visits us. I had a performer ask me for a performance anxiety program. And so I did this profile. I did all this work. I had people in. We created this program. And as it would be, it happened that I finished it late on a Friday night, and I had reservations at a hotel in a nice resort area. So I quickly drove down there, but I took the program with me so I could play it, quality check it before it shipped out on Monday.
Right.
I listened to that program, and as I was listening, I was reviewing some paperwork, and I fell asleep, and I had a dream. Now, the dream was a revivification of something that happened to me when I was very young. What happened was this. As a child, I wanted to be a singer. I wanted to be the next Wayne Newton. I watched, you know, television and a hit parade, and there was a song called Vio con Dios, and I'd learned this song, and I sang it everywhere. Well, we were at a family reunion, and my mother's side of the family was very white-collar, judges, law, business, and my father's side, very blue-collar, farmers, loggers, and they didn't necessarily always get along. So there's about to be an argument, and my mother says, "My son sings," and stuck me out in the middle of the floor to break up.
That's awful.
Well, my voice broke up, CJ. I ran out of that room in tears. I was just petrified. Now, my dream was a revivification of that experience, and it was triggered by playing this program and falling asleep to it. And I suddenly realized that this self-destructive mechanism that would not allow me to share the work or research I was doing, to say nothing of have a conversation like we are right now, CJ, that it was all due to this belief that I had or created when I was back here 7, 8 years old, that I will never be a singer again. I will never place myself in a position where I'm embarrassed and humiliated, etc. So anytime someone came to me and asked me or gave me an opportunity to share of that nature, instead of sharing, which was my overt, I mean, of course I'd want to share. I mean, that's how you get the knowledge and the information out. But instead of wanting, I would freeze up. I would be petrified. I would find all kinds of reasons, rationalizations. And all of that began with that one single hidden belief, but there was this whole cluster of other beliefs that tied into it. I'm no good at public speaking. You know, it's just not the thing that I do, et cetera, and so forth. You understand that?
Yes, yes. So what happened is, let me see if I can actually put this in a coaching modality when I think about things. So you actually had a traumatic experience when you were paraded in front of your white and blue-collared relatives to create peace.
Amen.
Right. And then what happened instead is you were petrified because you were put in an impossibly hard position. And then you walked away with, I'm not no good in public speaking. I'm never going to be a singer. I'm embarrassed. And so there's a whole cluster of beliefs about who you were, which then
amen,
was
like, amen.
Right.
That's right. It is very well said. Very well said, CJ.
Yeah, and limiting you. Those, in fact, beliefs were self-sabotaging. They're limiting you. And so what you thought back is, well, it's very fascinating because these beliefs that I have are maybe, you know, cemented in something that's not even quite right, right? I mean, that story was like impossibly hard. Like, as a little kid, 7 years old.
And, you know, the irony of it is, though, CJ, we all have experiences of that nature. And you know, most of them are discounted. They're not really thought of as being traumatic until and unless we discover 20 years, 30 years, 40 years later that this event has impinged upon you all of your life in some significant way. We don't even think of calling it traumatic. But, you know, not long ago I was talking to a young man who was explaining, well, he's not that young, he's in his mid-40s, but explaining that he just doesn't have a sense of humor, and it's really impacting his relationship and his workplace. And, you know, they all tend to call him names, and he's the stoic, and so on and so forth. And it makes him feel horrible. Well, when we got all said and done, what it came down to is when he was a young boy, first, second grade, he was laughing at a joke, and the people he was with made fun of his laughter, made fun of his smile, how stupid he looked. Well, the smiling, And you know, without him making any conscious decision, his intention to avoid pain and maximize pleasure, which is the human condition, that's true of all of us, okay? We all want to be accepted. We all want to be loved. We are herd animals, period. That's how we're wired. His desire to avoid rejection created a whole substructure of behaviors that undergirded the problem that he had here in his 40s and his ability to share any joy with his family or his friends.
So sad.
So these kinds of things happen to all of us. Maybe we're told we're not old enough or we're too stupid or we'll never amount to anything, or we're skinny or we're fat, or our smile is funny, or our gait, or we have skinny legs, and we compensate for it all of our life. And each compensation has a whole facet of different rationalizations, and they all tie together. And like I say, this one giant web influencing us every day in all aspects of what we do, what we choose to do, our behavior, our goals, our ambitions.
Mm. So I have Eldon Taylor, the author of I Believe When What You Believe Matters, and we were talking about how critical your beliefs are and how once you understand the genesis of your beliefs and truly understand your beliefs, how it can actually lead you to living a fuller, more richer life. So don't go anywhere, because don't you want a rich, full life? So we will be right back. If you want to create a happy you and a happy planet, then make sure to friend us on Facebook. Friend us on the Fired Up with CJ page on Facebook. We'll be right back.
I used to think that I could not go on, and life was nothing but an awful song.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The Five Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
I used to think that I could not go on. And life was nothing but an
Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and today we have award-winning author Eldon Taylor, who is talking to us about I Believe When What You Believe Matters. Welcome back, Eldon.
Well, thank you very much. It's my pleasure to join you.
So my question for you is, you make a distinction in the earlier segment. You talk about beliefs, and it's not religious beliefs. How do you distinguish between those two things? Because often in our minds, we do think our beliefs are just our religious beliefs.
Well, indeed. You know, we were talking during the break. Most people, when you ask about belief, go immediately to religion. And if they don't go to religion, then they might go to politics.
Right.
Especially in an election year. But no, I'm talking about life beliefs. I'm talking about the beliefs that for all intent and purposes we can reduce to those fundamental age-old questions. Who am I? How did I become who I am? And what am I here for? Etc. We all have life beliefs. As we discussed at break, the kinds of beliefs that I can have impact me in literally every area of my life. I mean, they act on our DNA. We call that epigenetics, or psychosocial genomics. And we know now that our beliefs actually can predispose our healing or our wellness. We have studies where we have multiple personality disordered patients. In one personality, eye color is blue. Snap your fingers, there's a change in personality, and eye color is brown. Now, most of us have been trained to believe DNA is hardwired, eye color is hardwired. How is that possible? The fact of the matter is, what happens when a personality shifts is a complete memory change about who I am. The identity, the memory line, the belief about who I am and what my name is and what I like to do, et cetera, and so forth, completely changes. Now, it isn't just eye color. I mean...
Wait. Can I go back? I'm astounded. So you're saying that someone believes, like, let's say that I'm CJ, and I come in with brown eyes, and then I have a multiple personality disorder, and I come in as Claire, and then I'd have blue eyes?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
We
have cases where eye color changes on a personality shift. The minute you've gone from CJ to...
Claire,
you are no longer CJ, you are Claire. And Claire views herself differently. Maybe CJ is a radio host and CJ is a coach, a life coach, and CJ believes in the power of the human being and its possibility. But Claire, you know, Claire's a tart. Claire likes the wild side. Claire wants to express her libidinal urges.
Okay.
Claire has an entirely different identity. And what we see in multiple personality disordered patients very often is, you know, just as stark as the example we just used. In other words, we think of it today, Lombardo, past president of the American Psychological Association, has dubbed it the Lucifer effect. Every human being has the potential, the capacity within him to do almost, you know, the most heinous of things that you can imagine, given the circumstances, all right? Mm-hmm. So we all will do what we say we will not or would never do, mm-hmm. given the right set of circumstances. Now, the only way around that is awareness. The only way to avoid how we're wired, the equipment we're in, if you will, is cognitive awareness and cognitive inhibition, cortical inhibition. That's what makes a human being different. But quite often in these multiple personalities, you have the extremes. On one side, you have what we might think of as the superego, that super parent, that you must be perfect. And on the other side, well, we have the id. We have mm-hmm. the primitive. We have the base. Mm-hmm. But the reason I brought that up is to show that the belief system of that who that person is predisposes a manifestation of their physiology. It isn't just eye color. It can be blood sugar. There's one instance, one case, Talbot documents, of an individual that has a cancerous growth on their arm about the size of a tennis ball that in one personality is there and in the next personality, gone. And wow. Sometimes these personalities change almost as fast as the snap of your finger. So what you believe manifests wow. in your physiology. Indeed, David Phillips at UC San Diego ran what I consider to be a seminal study on this. He said, you know, if belief is so powerful, we ought to be able to maybe look at the Chinese population and see its influence, because their zodiac system tells them what they're going to do for a living and what they're going to die of, as well as all these other things. Mm-hmm. So if you come in believing that born to the sign of the dog, you're going to die of cancer, will you die of cancer? So what mm-hmm. he did is he did a longitudinal study into history, going back 50, 100 years. And what did he find? A correlation that suggested his hypothesis was correct. Indeed, the correspondent was very, very high. If you believed you would live long, it didn't seem to matter what you did. You lived long, you went in your sleep. If, on the other hand, you believed you were going to go of cardiac disease because that's what your birth sign said, that's what you went of.
I was just talking to a friend about this. We were at his 50th birthday party. Uh-huh. And he said to me, heck, I really don't want to turn 50. And I said, why? And he said, because, like, I'm halfway done. I'm going to die. Like, I think I wake up every morning and my fear motivates me because I'm going to die. And I said, to me, that just seems like you're focusing on death, so you're calling it forward faster. honestly, yeah. I mean, that's what I think. I'm like, I just, but you know what I do? I think if you do believe I'm going to die faster and I'm going to die early and I've got to fight for everything that I got, that's what you're going to get, right? It's manifestation 101.
The fact of the matter is that is so very true. You know, if we have just a second here, I'll share a real life study. 15, 16 years ago, I ran an oncology study, and the whole idea behind this study was, could you use an intervention with patients that had cancer, not a lot of hope, that would, you know, at least lend quality of life to whatever time they had left, but hopefully that could lead to an attitudinal shift of the kind that Seligman and others were talking about that could give rise to healing, remission. Mm-hmm. So we created a program, and we had a number of physicians participate in the program. And the way the program went is the physicians had the programs, so the audio recordings. They handed the audio recordings out to their patients, but they could do so saying anything they wanted. You might hand out and say, you know, you haven't got any time really, maybe a couple of months, but here, take this audio recording. It might help you feel better. Mm-hmm. Or they might say, you know, the mind's miraculous. the power of your belief could heal you. There's all kinds of evidence for anomalous remissions. Miracles do happen. Take this program. See if it might help you. Just, you know, find within yourself that miracle. So whatever they said, that was entirely up to them. 3 years after we handed out the programs, we went for data. A lot of interesting data. It was a small pilot study, but there were two main areas that broke out that amazed me. One was this. Every single patient who believed that the mind had a role in wellness and whose physician believed the mind had a role in wellness was in remission. Completely.
Wow. Oh, my God, I just got chills. That's incredible. Wow.
Now, here, by contrast, every single patient whose physician didn't believe the mind had a role in wellness, as reported by the physician, was deceased.
Mm.
It didn't seem to matter what they believed. Now, at the time, that really disturbed me. But then, you know, here about 4 years ago, going through the journal articles, there was a new article that talked about magnetic resonance imaging and how we, in the face of an authority, shut down that discriminating part of our brain, the nucleus caudate. It turns off. In other words, when the doctor says you're dead, there's a part of us just so wired to accept that authoritarian perspective, that part of the brain turns off. And we just accept it. When the minister says you're going to hell if you don't change, you know, we accept that. In front of the authority, that part of the brain turns off. It becomes critical, therefore, that we understand this is how we're wired, and we have to actively engage that part of the brain to discriminate, to make our own judgments, to find that second opinion, to reject that power of suggestion. Just today, I posted on my Facebook page a brand new study on the power of suggestion.
And you know what? We're gonna have to talk about that after the break. But I think the main point is that I'm getting from this is that you are the ultimate authority. Don't let a doctor, don't let any other person tell you what you can be aside from yourself. And I think that's really one of the key gifts that you have in this book. I believe when what you believe matters, because it helps people examine what their personal beliefs are. So we have author Eldon Taylor. We will be right back to talk more about his book.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life.
Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
The Ascension Foundation, serving to build an interdimensional community. The Ascended Masters invite you to join them in co-creating this mission. Allow the Masters to lead the way in activating the wisdom of your heart consciousness and raising your vibration. You can communicate with them directly by attending apportation events and classes in mediumship, crystal light energy healing, alchemy, master studies, past life regression, and more. For a schedule of classes, workshops, and special events, visit theascensionfoundation.com. That's theascensionfoundation.com.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono now offers her services through private sessions over secure online video chat or voice-only phone calls if you prefer. You can even choose to use instant messenger or email exchange. Go to KathyIsIn.com to learn more about licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono and how she and her unique brand of intuitive counseling can help you achieve the change you want to see in your life. KathyIsIn.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Hello and welcome back to the Fired Up with CJ Show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I am CJ Liu, and we have the pleasure of having Eldon Taylor, who is here. He's the author of more than 300 books, audio programs, and video programs, and also has his own radio show. Eldon, tell us about how people can find... Welcome, Eldon, and tell us how people can find your radio show.
Oh, well, thank you, CJ. The radio show is Provocative Enlightenment. It's on every Tuesday at HayHouseRadio.com at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
I love that title, Provocative Enlightenment.
Well, we try to do that, too, you know. We try to take a very serious, down the middle, solid ground look at all of those questions that, you know, that surface today that deal with everything from who am I to is there really such a thing as auras and reincarnation and all of this other what people wrap up as New Age material.
And what have you discovered? From your radio show, what have you discovered? Like, where do you stand now, having interviewed all these people, doing all these things that are non-traditional? Where have you stand? Where do you stand on who am I and what am I here on this earth and all these different unconventional things?
Well, first of all, I do believe that there is a spiritual aspect of the human being, and I'm absolutely convinced that there's a life after death. Indeed, on that subject, I interviewed some 22 of the best experts on the planet, including physicists and biologists, and I think the evidence is pretty overwhelming when it gets right down to it. On the other hand, with that said, well, just on that one subject, there were people I interviewed that were baffle gappers. And when somebody told me, hey, an NDE, if you have an NDE, you're going to come back with an IQ over 200, I challenged that. I challenged that simply because we don't have an instrument that will give you an IQ over 200 today. Okay? So, you know, unfortunately, there is nonsense mixed in with a lot of... some valuable information, and I say unfortunately because today when you begin to talk about spirituality or a connectedness, it seems like you're either addressing the crowd that already believes that, or mm-hmm. you're addressing those that are so totally opposed to even having that discussion that there's no way that you have a conversation with anybody that broadens your horizon anymore. We seem to be very polarized on that subject, and I think the reason we're polarized is there is so much, I hesitate to use this, but flim-flam involved in some of these claims that the conservative world or the brighter, younger students of today, they literally go after it. You know, I happen to have the good fortune that I relate a lot to young people, mm-hmm. college people, for that matter, high school. In fact, my oldest son is the Spokane Scholar. I mean, he designated as the student of all the high schools in Spokane where I live. A great honor that just, you know, his
congratulations to the both
about.
Of you. That's great.
Well, thank you. But you know, I can visit with him. He intends to be a physicist and mathematician, and that's what he mm-hmm. is studying. My younger son intends to be a physicist. Their cousin just graduated from Cambridge with her degree, PhD in cosmology, a physicist. So I'm surrounded by all these scientists. And when someone, you know, goes out there and misuses a piece of science, grabs a quote out of a piece of science, mm. and then starts extrapolating from it with all this other nonsense, they are poisoned, just poisoned. And there are certain people
I think
that's the great miasma, if you will, of the new age, that instead of doing the homework, getting your numbers right, there seems to be a motivation that betrays us.
Hmm. Are you saying the people who are poisoned are your son and niece who are like, well, now you've just lost me because you're taking scientific information and creating nonsense?
They're not poisoned, but what happens is the whole notion of there being a spiritual side of life can be poisoned as a result of that kind of contamination. Mm. So what we end up with, and I don't know if you pay attention to this, but we have an ever-growing division of young people today in our population of what we consider to be theist and non-theist. And mm-hmm. if we break that down to, do you believe in a personal God that's there in your life? We find that bifurcation is even greater and growing. And the reason I think that is taking place is because a lot of this stuff that rolls out today, it just fails to service. It's just nonsense. It's just not true. Sometimes that's in traditional religion. You know, one of the books that I wrote is a book called Mind Programming, and that mm-hmm. book talks about all of the beliefs that, you know, that we acquire as a matter of the world voicing them on us. So this could be the neuromarketers that are intent on selling us a politician or a product, and it could also be, you know, traditional kinds of religion. So, for example, most people are taught that, you know, we have this unique situation around Jesus of Nazareth. He was born from a virgin. He died on the cross. He laid for 3 days, was resurrected. And all of this is unique. And yet, when you look at the literature, you discover it's not unique at all. It went on several hundred years before Jesus of Nazareth. Miracle birth, parthenogenesis, birth by a virgin, resurrection, etc. This part of the Egyptian lore, it's part mm-hmm. of the Persian lore, and you see, when you have an intelligent younger population, and in today's information age, it's a Google minute away, you know. Mm-hmm. And you begin to tell stories that you don't thoroughly understand. the mysticism behind or the metaphor, the principle. Instead, you begin to tell the story in some factual way, as though you were discussing the presidency of John F. Kennedy. Mm-hmm. These young people are often put off by that. They find that offensive. So it's even worse when you have someone who says something like, well, the fractal mathematics of the world prove forgiveness. What?
Oh.
And yet there are all kinds of folks who do that. Or, you know, the bosons in the chain, and they don't even know what a boson is. And I have actually interviewed at least one person on my show that was supposedly an expert on physics who threw out all kinds of terms. But when I began to ask her about these terms and their practical, you know, I do know a little bit about physics, she didn't have a clue. She simply didn't have a clue. And it's the only time I've ever terminated a radio interview. And, you know, and essentially with about 20 minutes to go, I said, okay, well, we appreciate you coming on the show. The book is, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating. I think that it's so hard in this day and age when we're so pressed for time to, like, try to do the digging of the data and making sure that what the person is saying is true, accurate, and scientifically correct or just correct. But I think there's certain things, like you're like the fractal universe, you're kind of like, yes, really? Like, you just don't feel it's right. But not that that's scientific. But,
right.
But still, I think that it all goes back to your book, I believe, right? When what you believe matters. And I think that you have a really good chapter in here, which is like, you know, it's important to figure out what you believe, but it doesn't mean that you shouldn't question the media or the authorities that be or various religions that are telling you stories like the one that you're talking about with Jesus that has been told, because we actually traced, we're on a trip, we started in Egypt and then we went to Israel and we just like, wait a second, this is the same story over and over again.
Right.
I get it. You know, so I think that, I mean, it was so fascinating. But I think that it's up to all of us to not necessarily just believe what other people tell us, but to do the hard work in figuring out what we personally believe in. And that is what I think your book is about. So
absolutely.
Yes, and I'm all for that because I'm a coach and I really do believe that these things, that your beliefs, as you said in the segment too, they affect your DNA, they affect your physiology, they affect your world reality and your overall happiness. So I'm a firm believer in this book and we're going to talk more about it when we get back.
And life was nothing but an awful song. But now I know.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck. Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camano Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camano Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy free.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heart warmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
I used to think that I could not go on.
Hey, welcome back. I'm CJ Liu, and you're listening to the Fired Up with CJ show on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And today we have Eldon Taylor, who is the host of a popular radio show, Provocative Enlightenment, and he is sharing his recent book, I Believe, When What You Believe Matters. Welcome back, Eldon.
Thank you very much. Indeed, my pleasure.
Yeah, so what I love in the very beginning of the book, you said that one of the things that you believe from all of your work is that your belief really relates to your character and building confidence. And I wanted to get a sense of what you meant by that.
Well, you know, I think that goes right to the core of so much of what we're going to appreciate in our lives, whether it's in our relationships, our success, in business, our prosperity, the amount of comfort that we have when we put our head on the pillow at night and we reflect on the meaning of our life and what we have done with our life. I think all of that comes down to something I think of as character. And mm-hmm. by character, what I mean is, it's very, very possible to be dissonant about our beliefs. And by that, I mean we can easily hold two mutually exclusive viewpoints of the same issue and do so in such a way that we're not aware that we're actually holding these two different viewpoints. In fact, I can give you a simple example of that if you want, CJ, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a fun one. I want you to think of the saliva in your mouth for a minute, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want you to move it around in your mouth and become very aware of it, and maybe even give it a ranking. You know, if I rank mine, I give it a 10, because without mm-hmm. saliva, I can't have this conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like dry mouths, right?
Okay.
So I've got a 10 in it. Now what I want you to do is imagine that you have a little shot glass in front of you, and all of the audience there, you go along with this and do it too. Rate your saliva, put this little imaginary shot glass in front of you, and just spit a little of it in that shot glass. Okay? We've
okay.
all done that? Now
yes.
I want you to drink it back.
Oh, no.
Oh, wait. See,
dissonant belief.
Here's a real example of dissonance. In my mouth, that saliva's a 10. But you put it in that glass, separate it from my mouth by a split second, and it's vile. Are you kidding? Put it back in my mouth? You got to be crazy. See, That's just a tiny example, but it's very illustrative of how we can have mutually exclusive beliefs about the same subject that we hold in different contexts. Now, how does that bear out in our lives when it comes to integrity? You know, I tell several stories about this, but, you know, one of my favorite has to do with a couple of young men that are hired. They're both looking for a job. An employer says, okay, I'll tell you what. I want you to take these two wicker baskets over to this well, and I want you to pull water from the well all day. You just, you know, pull the water out in the wicker baskets. Well, one of the boys pulls it out a couple of times. He says, the water all runs out of the thing. So he, well, this is stupid, sets down the basket and takes a nap. The other one just does as he's told. He just keeps pulling it out because, after all, he's getting paid to do this. You know, it would be dishonest not to, right? So he does that, you know, and the employer comes over toward the end of the day and he says, how's it going? Well, the other boy is up by then, and he looks at the baskets. And, of course, the bottom of one basket, the boy that has been paling all day, there's actually some gold. He's standing gold. But there's nothing in the other basket. You see, very often we think we're going to outsmart the world. You know, well, this doesn't make any sense. Why should I do that? I can do this instead. They'll never know. And people take those shortcuts. And who are they really cheating? They're cheating themselves. You know, there used to be a song called Skip the Rope, and the marvelous thing about it, Henson Cargill did this song, but the marvelous thing was, isn't it kind of funny what the children say? And what the whole theme of it was, children are copying their parents. So cheat on your taxes, but keep the golden rule. That was a lyric out of this song. Mm-hmm. You know, that is one of these dissonant messages. Another story I tell is the story of John Huntsman. John Huntsman sold one of his businesses for $57 million to a friend. The fellow that he sold it to, well, you know, a business associate, I should say. The fellow he sold it to got his attorneys on it, but they shook hands. It took them, you know, 6 months or so to get the paperwork ready. By the time they were ready to sit and sign the paperwork, the business was worth more than double that. So the buyer said to Huntsman, you know, I'm perfectly willing to maybe, you know, meet you in the middle on this one, afraid that Huntsman was going to back out. And Huntsman said, you know, I shook my hand on it. $57 million is what I asked for it. That's what I'll take for it. Mm-hmm. My handshake is my word.
Mm-hmm.
How many people that you know, CJ, would walk away from the opportunity to add another 20 or 25 million to their pocketbooks?
Yeah, not but many.
Integrity is that important. Now, you know, I can remember.
Oh, you know what? We actually have to go on. We have to, unfortunately, have you on for another show because there's so much to talk about in this one topic. And here's what I'm getting from the story is that it's important to not only state what your beliefs are, figure out what they are, but to stick to them irrespective of the context, because it's very easy to believe in something and have our beliefs kind of conveniently shift to our advantage. And I think that if you really do have a belief, it's actually being very clear with that belief and sticking to it, because when you diverge from that, you diverge from your integrity, you diverge from your purpose, and it hurts you in ways that you will never understand. I think
you're absolutely right. You know, live with honor and do so for yourself, and the rest will naturally happen. All the good will naturally happen.
I believe in that. Thank you so much for being here and writing such an important book for us to examine what we believe in so that we can live with more character and confidence in our lives. Thank you so much for being here.
Indeed, my pleasure. Thank you for the opportunity, CJ.
And thank you for those out there listening, and thank you for the folks at WBLQ. Join us next week when we will be talking to a triple bottom line business, Sweet Beginnings. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You've been listening to Fire It Up with CJ. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for more of Fire It Up with CJ. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.